For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, June 13, 2014. Heavy rain is expected today with more showers tonight. By Saturday, the rain will have cleared out, so expect a sunny weekend with temperatures in the high 70s. In Iraq, Islamic militants and Saddam Hussein-era loyalists, along with disaffected Sunnis, have seized several cities and towns. They plan to march on Baghdad. The government's political paralysis is being blamed for Iraq's instability. Militants declared they would impose Sharia law in areas they captured. U.S. concerns are that the country could end up partitioned into Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish zones. U.S. officials said three plane loads of Americans are being evacuated from a major Iraqi airbase in Sunni territory north of Baghdad. Germany urged its citizens to immediately leave parts of Iraq, including Baghdad. On Thursday, President Barack Obama said Iraq will need more help from the U.S.
The politics of Shia and Sunni inside of Iraq, as well as the Kurds, is either going to be a help in dealing with this jihadist situation, or it's going to be a hindrance. And frankly, over the last several years, we have not seen the kind of trust and cooperation develop between moderate Sunni and Shia leaders inside of Iraq, and that accounts in part for some of the weakness of the state, and that then carries over into their military capacity. So I think it's fair to say that in our consultations with the Iraqis, there will be some short-term, immediate things that need to be done militarily. And, you know, our national security team is looking at all the options.
Senior U.S. officials said Washington is considering whether to conduct drone missions in Iraq. For critics, it's clear that the U.S. doesn't know what's going on in Iraq. Those who clamor for more involvement have short-term memories. They forget how the U.S. got into the Iraqi war, which was on claims of WMDs, which didn't exist, and the untold numbers dead because of the U.S. invasion. In Albany, Governor Andrew Cuomo and top lawmakers have been negotiating a potential plan to authorize medical marijuana. In a radio interview on Thursday, Cuomo acknowledged the negotiations, but he said he has concerns about a bill that's been working its way through the legislature.
I think there are questions that have to be answered. You know, you're talking about setting up a system that will grow, sell, distribute marijuana. And this raises a lot of questions, makes law enforcement very nervous.
The bill known as the Compassionate Care Act would legalize marijuana for medical purposes while setting up a regulatory framework for growing, distributing, and taxing the drug. Staten Island State Senator Diane Savino, lead sponsor of the bill, says she hopes to have an agreement by Monday. The bill moved yesterday from the Finance Committee to the Rules Committee, its final stop before a vote in the Republican-led Senate. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos has reservations about allowing marijuana to be smoked, but is open to ingestion in other forms. According to a study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, American teens are smoking less, they're drinking less, and they're fighting less. But they're texting behind the wheel and spending a lot of time on video games and computers. Generally speaking, the news is good. Most forms of drug use, weapon use, and risky sex have been going down since the government started doing the survey every 2 years in 1991. Teens are wearing bicycle helmets and seat belts more also. Dr. Stephanie Zaza, who oversaw the study of 13,000 U.S. high school students, says overall young people have more healthy behavior than they did 20 years ago. Agricultural food and beverage companies are spending millions of dollars to defeat legislation to require labels on food containing GMOs, genetically modified crops, in New York. This highlights the state's pivotal role in debates about what Americans should know about the products they consume. Supporters argue people should know if food contains GMO ingredients. Opponents say GMOs are safe. They say labels will increase prices while unnecessarily frightening consumers. A study shows they've spent $3.7 million on campaign donations and lobbying to block the measure, seven times what supporters have spent. Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine have labeling laws, but Connecticut and Maine laws won't be enacted until other states follow suit. If New York requires labels, Connecticut laws would automatically take effect. Legendary actress Ruby Dee has died. She was 91 years old. Dee's film career spans a generation and includes 1950s The Jackie Robinson Story, 1961's A Raisin in the Sun, and 1988's Do the Right Thing. In 2008, Dee received her first Oscar nomination for playing Mama Lucas in the hit film American Gangster. As she entered her 90th year, she continued to perform. In 2013, Ruby Dee narrated the Lifetime original movie Betty and Coretta, which follows the lives of Coretta Scott King and Betty Shabazz after the assassination of their husbands. Fathers are coming together at City Hall this weekend with community and city council members to talk about the powerful role fathers have in their children's lives. Manny Yanko is with the Children's Aid Society.
1,000,001 fathers just coming together, really taking the fatherhood pledge to really understand the important role of fatherhood, and it's such a powerful piece in our children's lives. So my role as father, and whether I'm present or absent, is still teaching my child something. So really the significance, and that it is not a defining factor of whether I'm there or not there. It is how I'm there, how I'm emotionally available to my children, how I'm participating in their life actively and purposefully.
Dads on Saturday will take a Father's Day pledge to do everything possible to be there for their children and for young people whose fathers are not around. In New York City, the pledge is on the steps of City Hall at noon on Saturday. All are invited. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.